All right, so Colton, where were you when this pandemic started?
I think I remember the actual day. I think it was a Wednesday, and I was in my apartment at IUP, and I was just starting to see things. Like I think I had slept in that day because I didn't have classes, and I woke up and I just were seeing people just in different group chats I was in, stuff, kind of blowing up like, oh my God, this college canceled, this college canceled. And at the time, I was working for the IUP basketball team, covering their like the sports productions. So we had just finished up the PSAC women's basketball tournament the previous weekend, and this upcoming weekend was the big Atlantic regional tournament, which was going to be, a big thing for IUP to have, and it was going to be huge for, Division II sports, and it was going to be huge for us to cover it as students. I was excited to call some games. But then, of course, within a matter of a couple hours of initially hearing everything was starting to shut down, it came through. We finally got an email from our faculty advisor that all the sports for that weekend had been canceled, and it just felt like it just felt terrible because, we were all looking forward to doing this and had been building up for it, and we're like really hyped to go into it. And next thing you know, like just a day later, it was just all gone. So yeah, that was pretty crazy going into that, just being there and everyone freaking out, and then everyone realizing our season was over. And of course, like all the talking to a lot of the senior players and stuff like that, that their seasons were just cut short. So it really kind of stung. But yeah, that was like our initial, the first reaction of where I was.
And when they gave you this update, was there any time period that they said maybe the season will continue or we'll be able to do this? Or was it basically just, all right, the season's over now and
It was, they always kind of, were like, oh, maybe we can push it back. But really it seemed like, at least just because it was like a regional playoff, it wasn't, the champion, the conference championship just ended. So it definitely looked like that was just going to be canceled and like the season was going to be done. And as well as I remember I had just gotten an opportunity to work with Penn State baseball to cover some of their games. And of course, when I'm getting a text about, my class that I, did the productions with was no longer happening, I also was receiving that my job that I was like kind of looking forward to doing was also not happening. And yeah, there was a very, I think when they just canceled it, it was just a sweeping just, it's done. I remember with classes though, it did seem initially like, okay, we're just going to stay on spring break for, a couple more days, an extra week or so. And I was like, oh, cool, an extra week of spring break. This will be great. And didn't expect I'd get like a couple months of spring break.
Yeah, we did. We did indeed get a couple more months of spring break, but is this still continuing to hurt your job situation, especially with Penn State, considering there's no season going on right now?
A lot of the sports industry that I was trying to get into, it was shut down. It was shut down pretty hard. Luckily, I lucked out with my internship. I was still able to do it over the summer. For it's the Northwoods League. It's a collegiate baseball league based out of like the Midwest. And so I went out to Michigan and was able to still do, they were still able to have their season. They had a COVID plan put together, and it was actually pretty interesting. They just converted the local, like teams that were close to each other, like formed pods and basically just played within the same park every day for the entire season. So that was interesting. It was very different because they had to limit the capacity. Everyone had to wear masks constantly. Even if you were just, working somewhere, they needed, you had to have a mask on anytime you're in the park. But luckily we were still able to have some sports now. Looking for more jobs, obviously. Some jobs were still available, just in general, like media terms. I've been, job searching. I was just able to actually get a remote job, like being like an editor. So that is the nice thing about at least my field, is a lot of jobs can be done from home remotely. But with sports, it's kind of hard to do anything sports related if there's no sports playing. So the summer was like a big drought in activity and opportunities.
So it sounds like those baseball teams adjusted well with setting up the pods, and sounds like you're doing good with your field. So how have you adjusted so far to this pandemic, and what was the hardest part of adjusting?
Honestly, it was in the beginning, it was rough because my roommate ended up leaving the apartment. I had the rest of the lease for the spring semester. So I was like, well, I'm paying for this apartment, I'm going to stay here. And it kind of felt like those initial months, everybody just fled Indiana or was staying inside. Now it's everyone's kind of out and about more, but then it was still kind of cold, so everyone was inside. So definitely it felt like really isolating for the first couple months. But then eventually over the summer, of course, I lived at home and then did the internship. So that improved. And more recently, just kind of look more on the brighter side of just saying like, okay, this is most likely the last time I'm going to get this much free time. So I'm going to try to enjoy it while I can. Because most likely after this, after graduating college, it's just going to be working full time. So not going to get these extended breaks. So just kind of look on the positive side of that and try to make, a positive out of a bad situation.
Yeah, I agree. I had those same feelings of this is the only time probably ever we're going to have this amount of free time, be able to work from home and travel. So it's good you're taking advantage of it. But what were your initial feelings when the news first struck of all the corona coming out and coming to the United States? What were your feelings?
Well, initially that day, like I said, I'm like, okay, it's just kind of small. It'll be under wraps. Like, oh, we might have to do like a two-week quarantine, or like we're just going to have everyone quarantine at home for 2 weeks, come back. And so initially I was like, okay, kind of I get some free time, get an extra week of spring break, enjoy some break from class. It was a little kind of scary. I'm like, okay, it's getting here. But I was like, I kind of thought of it at the same time as, oh, we went through swine flu. We went through the Ebola, like, scare. I was like, oh, okay, it's kind of something like that. I knew it was happening a lot in Asia and Europe. But then, like, of course, as you learn more about it, you started to realize, like, oh, crap, this is a lot more serious than, we thought it was going to be. And especially more serious than we thought it was going to end up being in the U.S. when things were shut down for, this extended period of time.
So how have things initially changed for you, the way you conduct your daily life, go about things, maybe see family, traveling, so any extra precautions you take, any change ups in your schedule? Or
Well, the biggest thing was just not leaving the apartment. I'm not sure. Like, I would occasionally, before I was constantly going, either hang out with friends, going out to the bars, going to class, going to, work. So it was constantly always doing kind of something, or like, being outside a lot more. So that initial change of just being inside, everyone left. So even if it was like, oh, just one person would be fine. Like, no one was there. No one wanted to come out, hang out. I didn't want to go out and hang out anywhere. And there was really nothing to do. So just occasionally, kind of being like, all right, got to go get groceries, I guess. I don't want to starve. So, or ordering, food delivery or something. So that was, the biggest initial, dang, this is getting kind of rough. I'm getting kind of stir crazy in here.
So now that we're in about month 8 of the pandemic, things have opened up more. how has your daily life been? I know some people are avoiding bars, restaurants, still kind of doing the quarantine thing. How are you handling this right now?
Kind of like it's more trying to take it on a positive, look at the positives of it. The kind of positive of, you know, doing all online classes is, hey, you get to sleep in a little more. You don't have to get up and you don't have to actually go to campus and try to find parking. So that's kind of nice. Especially now that it's nicer weather out, kind of being able to go to do more like kind of outdoorsy nature things. Still kind of not going out to bars as much, or not, still not going to bars, but still like doing outdoor seating at restaurants, or just doing the wearing a mask and going in, like sitting distant, like socially distant in a restaurant, done that. Yeah. And then of course people kind of more like, hey, everyone's kind of like cleared it, and everyone that's been quarantining, like, okay, we can have small groups of friends, small get togethers. So just trying to keep doing things more, I don't know. It's kind of going back to normal, but there's still like the COVID still like in the back of your mind constantly of, okay, is this going to be clean? When did I wash my hands last? Where's my mask at? Do I need a mask to go out to do this or what? And, so yeah, it's kind of how it's kind of adjusted back to being almost like a normal routine.
Now, do you see these changes thing for the future? Mass, social distancing. Do you see anything changing? Do you think we'll ever go back to a full capacity football game or concert or even restaurants?
I think so. I like to think personally that I may be completely wrong. But I like to think that everyone being cooped up for so long, once it's cleared, that we can go back out. If it's cleared, I think everyone's just going to go back out immediately. I think there's definitely going to be full football games. I mean, even now, even with limited capacity, people are still, you know, trying to go out because people are just tired of sitting at home, basically being bored. But I don't know. There's also a possibility that, you know, people, when there is that initial like reopening, I still think there's going to be a large group of people, probably older people too, that still won't go out for a decently long amount of time just because they're worried, or that those precautions of, hey, making sure to keep your washing your hands. It's always kind of already been like a precaution that people already said, like, wash your hands, but you never really had like hand dispensers that prominent in a lot of stores and stuff. So I think that those things will kind of stay around. Mask will probably stay around in stores for a little bit. I don't know. I feel like it's going to take a while. It's going to be like a mix of like the old way of things with some new things from COVID, like the COVID era, quote unquote, kind of tied into it.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think it won't be as harsh, but things that is the silver lining. Things like hand sanitizer, just more cleanliness being around. And is there anything else you'd like to add? Anything, any comments or?
I'm trying to think. There are some positives. I mean, kind of in a funny sense, I'm like, well, you know, I could get used to people being spread out in like grocery stores, because nothing I hated more was going to a grocery store and everyone's like crowded into like a little aisle. So some things like that, I'm like, I think, and like more awareness of public health, I think is going to become a positive change from this. Seeing as people taking it more seriously now, kind of stinks that it took a global pandemic to get people to wash their hands. But hey, we're, you know, Americans got to you got to get through to them some way. So, but yeah, honestly, just trying to make the best of it and looking forward to what the future holds.
All right. Well, it was great talking to you, Colton.
Yep, great talking to you as well.